What's up, everybody? It's Constantine and Lauren. Sorry, I'm like dead right now. I don't know why.
We need fucking energy. Come on, Constantine.
Wake up.
Wake up.
It's MLK weekend, everybody. It's
Monday. MLK weekend.
we are coming to you early because Tuesday, when we usually record, is our first day of school.
See, I'd make like an excited like siren noise or some shit, but I'm not excited at all. I'm not gonna lie to you.
We haven't been in school since November.
Yeah. And what about it? I see no problem with that.
Yeah, I have been okay. You've still been studying. I've been doing shit. I literally haven't been doing anything.
Well, shit. Man, you're living the life, Constantine.
I am so bored.
what have you been doing?
I have read this month alone. I've read 3 books.
Dang. I think the last book that I read was the fucking Magic Treehouse. Honestly, like it was that long ago.
I love reading.
See,
I'm in the middle of a series. I actually was supposed to finish the book today, but I got lazy, and I was watching TV instead. I enjoy reading. Well, I enjoy reading certain things.
Certain things, okay.
Yeah, I like crime. I like reading about crime. I love science fiction. I mean, one of my favorite books of all time is Dune by Frank Herbert, and they're making that a movie with Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet. So when that comes in theater, you know I'm going to see it opening day, because that's one of my favorite books of all time. I love reading historical stuff. I haven't read one of those in a while. I think I'll look at my read books because I have an app, a social media app literally just dedicated to books.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I can go and I can like see my friends' progress in certain books and all that. So I like reading like fantasy and stuff. So I've read like, you know, of course, I read the Fellowship of the Ring, yada, yada, yada. I read this one book and it's the Aztecs' writings of like what happened during the conquistadors and all that. That was interesting. I read the original Star Wars trilogy, duh. And like in November, I read 1984, duh. Okay. I've read Brave New World. That was a good book. I read a book about Chile under Pinochet, their dictator, Of Mice of Men. That's such a good book. Very easy, very short. I've read like the first 3 Dunes. I didn't read the other ones because like, I've read, let's see. I read some Stephen King. I read Haunting of Hill House. Not as good as the TV show. I've read the Exorcist book. That was good. I read the Jaws book. That was a good book. You know, I've read Agatha Christie, yada, yada, yada. You know, I've read some C.S. Lewis, not a lot. You know, Tennessee Williams, great playwriter. Streetcar Named Desire. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, of course.
A classic.
I've read the Jurassic Park books by Michael Crichton. Oh, amazing. You know, I read Girl on a Train. That's a good book. And I love Gone Girl and Sharp Objects. Those 2 books. The next one I have to read written by her is Dark Places. But that's on my list. I even have a list of books that I'm going to read this year. I'll read them. Wow. Okay, so right now I'm currently reading Dexter is Delicious, right? Then I have to read Double Dexter, Dexter's Final Cut, and Dexter is Dead, right?
That sounds dramatic. I'm looking forward to that last one. I want a review, thank you.
Of Dexter is Dead or Dexter is Delicious?
Yeah.
Because I read the first 3 Dexter books. I'm on the 5th. I'm on the 5th one right now, actually. Sorry. And there's 8, right? Am I on the 5th one? Yeah, I'm on the 5th one. And there's 8. And then I want to read Dark Places. I want to reread Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And then I want to read The Restaurant at the End of the Universe, Life, the Universe, and Everything. So Long, and Thanks You All, Thanks for All the Fish. And then I want to reread One Good Dog, because that was such a good book. I recommend that to anyone. I read it when I was in like middle school, high school. It's a good book. It's about a guy who lost his job, lost his wife, lost everything. And so he's working at a soup kitchen. And then this one homeless person's like, I lost my dog, I lost my dog. And so he gets this dog at the kennel. And then this homeless person's like, no, it's not my dog. I don't want the dog. So he keeps the dog. And then it talks about how he was able to like overcome his like anger management issues and all whatever, taking care of this dog, and how much he grew to love the dog. And then at the end, the dog dies, and it's very depressing. And because it talks about it from the dog's point of view too, like every other chapter from like the dog's point of view. So like the dog's like, it talks about how the dog dies. Oh, so sad. Anyways, whew, that was,
man.
I want to read Fahrenheit 451.
I've always.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say that I've always admired people who could like sit down and like have like dedicated reads and things like that and have like goals to read, because I've always associated reading with like a task, and I've always had so much to do. That's, and I'm like, oh my God.
That's why a lot of people don't like reading. It's because like they read for school and then they hate it, and then they don't read anything that they like.
Yeah.
So I've just been lucky to find books that I like reading and then read them. Anyways, yeah. And then I read Fahrenheit 451 because I never read that in high school. And then I read To Ghost at a Watchman because To Kill a Mockingbird is one of the best books of all time. And then I want to read Zorba the Greek. I started reading it, but I didn't finish it because school happened. So I want to read that again. And then I want to read Report to Greco. The last Stephen King book I will ever read is 11/22/63, and that's the last one I'll ever read because I am sick and tired of Stephen King. I've read like 5-6 of his books, and okay. I'm just done. I'm done. And then I want to read the Godfather book.
A Godfather.
Yeah. I have that. I already have it on ebook and everything, and it's a big, hefty book, but I want to read it. And then I want to read The Joy Luck Club because that's like an easy, you know, read. Then I want to read The Help because I love that movie, and I started reading it when I was in like sixth grade, and then I never was able to finish it. Then one of my friends, Diana, she recommended I read 12 Rules for Life. It's like a self-help book. And then I want to read the rest of the Game of Thrones books that are out. I've read the first Game of Thrones book, but I haven't read the other ones that are out. So A Clash of Kings, A Storm of Swords, A Feast of Crows, and A Dance with Dragons, you know, just because I haven't read those yet and I want to read those because Game of Thrones is very cool. And then I want to read Ally's Grace because I read The Handmaid's Tale and I hated that book. I did not like that book at all. I was like, ugh. I mean, some people love it. I just didn't like it. I thought it was all over the place. So I want to read I want to read Alice Grace because I want to give Margaret Atwood a second chance in her books. Then I want to read Pride and Prejudice because one of my friends from high school has been telling me I need to read it. And then I was listening to this podcast. It's called The Book Club. And they talk about books. And they said the best way to like understand the woman's psyche is reading Pride and Prejudice. So I was like, okay, I'm going to read it.
Okay. Wait. If you're going to read that, then I'm going to read it because I've never seen the movie. I've never read the book. Like, I have no idea the general plot of that. So that's very intriguing, and I'm going to do that now.
Well, the reason why they said that is because, you know, it takes place in, like, Victorian London or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, so the whole thing, it's character-driven. It's not plot-driven. So the whole thing is about the woman's task of getting married. So it's like, that's like the whole, you know, it's like, that's like the whole idea from what I understand. And the only like Pride and Prejudice I've seen is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. So
gotcha.
But like the whole like concept of it is like the whole like reason for reading it is because apparently it's very intuitive with a woman in that time, but it also can help relate to women today too.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I have like four mystery books that I want to read, by John Butcham.
Boy, you want to read a lot of books. Holy shit.
I want to read 36 this year.
Oh my God.
But last year in 2020, I read 25.
So you just said, hey, you said how many books you want to read? 35?
36. 30. That's what, three a month? That's not that bad. That's just three books a month. One of my friends, she wants to read 50, but she's not really my friend. But like, one of my friends on my social media app, there's a reading challenge, right? So I have three books down because I've read Dexter in the Dark, The Go-Giver. So if you're a business major, you should read The Go-Giver because that's a good book. And then that's like, I read that book in like a day. It's very good. And the whole book is like a self-help book. Not really, but it's like a story. And it's like how to succeed in business by giving. So that was very interesting. And then I read Dexter by Design, which was about some person who like killed people and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, so this one girl, she wants to read 52 books this year.
I could never. I'm so sorry.
She's only read one so far, so she's one book behind schedule. But
this what?
One, she wants to read 30 books, and she's read two, but so she's one book ahead of schedule. Because it tells you, like, my sister wants to read 12 books. She hasn't read a book yet. My friend Marika, she wants to read 10 books. She hasn't read a book yet. I think she forgot about the app. And my little brother, he wants to read two books.
See, me and your brother, we're on the same wavelength. Honestly, I'd say one, and that'd be a goal.
Okay, well, when it's time to read Pride and Prejudice, I'll let you know so we can read it together.
Excellent. I look forward to it, because tell you what, it won't be now.
Oh, I want to read
The Hunger Games too. I swear to God, the only reason that I would consider like reading, and why I guess I would, I don't know. I imagine my CAR score on the MCAT would be so fucking high if I actually enjoyed reading. Like, it would be a fucking breeze. I'm literally like reading the passages. I have to read over shit like multiple times because I'm like not accustomed to like.
Are you talking about like reading comprehension tests?
Yes.
Oh, honey, yes. I don't read those passages. You're not supposed to.
What? Yes, you are.
Well, you're supposed to read the test and the answers and then go back in the passage and find the answers.
There's multiple different ways to do it, I guess.
I recommend when you take like SAT and ACT to not read the passages because it's a waste of time.
See, I'm just freaking slow at reading and everything. So a timed reading exam is like absolute fucking death.
This is how you do it. Okay, you look at the questions. And then if it says in paragraph 2 or in line 135, you go and you mark down that line. You underline it, you highlight it, whatever. And then when you go back, you like skim it and focus on the parts where like you've highlighted from the test answers and answer those questions if you can. And then go back and look at the questions again and be like, oh, they talked about this and this. And then mark and annotate like the passage, like, oh, this is possible test answer. This is a possible answer from the questions I've read. And then you go back and look at it again, at the test questions again, and go back and flip forward. So you really don't read the whole passage. I never do.
See, I have 10 minutes to answer 7 questions and read at least like a 6 paragraph.
Yeah, you don't read it. Passage. You don't read it.
I will try this method because thus far my efforts have been futile.
But like, yeah, you don't read it.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to actually try that tomorrow because my CAR score is not where it needs to be. And yeah.
Because that's how I was taught to do it in like school for like the AP test.
Yeah.
They told me not to read the passage. Well, I mean, obviously they said read the passage, but they said don't read it first. Read the questions first. So you know what to look for when you're reading the passage.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll try it out.
I mean, that's what I did. And that's like one of the things I did good at on the SAT, I think.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I didn't do well on the ACT or the SAT. So
I mean, here we are. I didn't do as well as I probably could have. But like I'm at NC State.
Anyway. Yeah, we're at a good institution, so it doesn't even matter.
NC State didn't even look at my SAT score, so.
Shit. But I mean, speaking of college and, you know, whatever, back to school vibes. Come on, we're going back to school tomorrow.
I know. I mean, I'm still gonna be at home, but you know what? Back to school. You know what? I have so many things that I'm gonna do when I go back to school. I'm gonna go back on like exercising. I'm gonna start exercising again. I'm gonna start eating healthy again. I'm going to start doing all this stuff because I need to do this semester well.
Mm. That's awesome.
All that jazz.
See, I told myself during my study schedule that I would like incorporate exercise and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I did none of the sort. Absolutely nothing. The only thing that I followed was a caloric deficit. And the only reason I followed that is because I was studying so much. I didn't have time to eat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just need this semester to, I need to do well this semester. So I'm gonna pump myself up. Sorry. I had chili, for dinner and, it was spicy.
Spicy.
It was good. It was good though. My mom makes the best chili.
Your mom makes the best fucking everything. I swear to God, this is like the third or fourth time we brought this up. I don't know if it's been on the podcast or something like that, but every single time this woman is brought up, it's like, she's the best pastry chef. She's the best baker. She's the best chef at like whatever, just in general, like the money that I would pay to have this woman like live stream or something like, or do a cooking book or something. She would make so much money. I guarantee you.
When I come up to see you at school or whatever, I'll have her make like a spanakopita or something.
Oh my God.
And then she'll tell me how to put it in the oven and stuff. And then you can just put it in the oven and.
God, so freaking sweet. What the hell? I do not deserve all this love. This is insane to me.
Spanakopita isn't. I don't think it's too difficult. I don't think, if it's like in a, I don't know. It's just pretty much phyllo, spinach, olive oil, and cheese. So it's healthy.
Oh my God, you know what? I'm trying to be a healthy queen, so you know that works out perfectly. Thank you, Constantine.
Okay, but it has like a lot, like my mom pretty much, she doesn't really make a spanakopita, she makes a spanakotiropita pretty much.
See, you just said the same word twice and didn't think I'd notice.
No. I said spanakopita, spanakotiropita.
All right, you're losing me. I don't know. It may be the fact that I don't speak a foreign language.
No, okay, so spinach is the spana. So spanakopita. Okay. So gotcha. A pita, like a spinach pita, right? Mm-hmm. Pita is pretty much like, I don't know. Like how a casserole and a lasagna are very similar because like it's like a pita, right? Whatever. Not like a gyro pita, but like a pita.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a anyways. And then diri is cheese. So spanakotiropita is spinach cheese pita.
Wow. I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow, I'm learning a foreign language.
You can do Duolingo Greek.
I have been on Duolingo. The number of times that I've tried to pick up a language and I've just completely dropped it is absolutely insane to me. Like at least 10 times. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to embrace my Polish heritage and I'm finally going to learn Polish. Last about a week.
Fuck Polish, do Greek. We can do Greek together.
Oh my God. Okay. It'll last again. It'll probably fucking last a week.
No, I could. Yeah, well.
Unless you literally quiz me every single week and you're like, Lauren, what does this mean? And I would answer you.
I'll start texting you in Greek, so you have to text back.
I will Google Translate that shit so fucking quick, it won't even be funny.
And I'll know if you do, because like Google Translate does not always get it right.
That is true. I figured that out multiple times on Spanish exams when I fucking cheated.
it'll be easy, you know? Well, not easy. Well, I don't know. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. But yeah, I mean, back to school. I mean, school starts tomorrow. I know you're excited to be, you know, back at it. Me, not so much. It happens to be my last semester. So I'm like, I don't really know how to feel about this.
That's so depressing.
It's very depressing. I don't know. I feel like I took like mental time points, if that makes sense. I'm like, all right, well, at this date, I'm like halfway through. Like I remember standing in the brick and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm taking quantitative at this point and I'm halfway through my, you know, time at state. Like, I took those like mental time points. So like, I knew it wasn't like a long time. It wasn't like a short journey, but it, like looking back, like in retrospect, obviously it's like very short.
Right.
So, but you know what? I've grown a lot as a person. So even though I'm scared shitless to go out into the workforce and then go into medical, like the medical field in general and hopefully medical school, like I'm scared to do that. But I mean, I feel like I'm ready.
I mean, I think college has gone by so much faster than high school did.
Yeah, I agree with you. Cause we actually had fun and like we were able to like budget our time as we saw fit.
Right.
And like create our own schedule.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I did that in high school too. I think with just high school, it wasn't on all the time, then off. High school is like a constant. With like college, it's like, high school was like on all the time and then it was off. But with college, it's constant. It's constant. It's like my freshman year, the next year I went abroad, I interned, right? Then the next year I was back at school, and then the next summer I took an online class, and then this year has just been a shit show where I'm all online.
Absolute shit show.
So like, I feel like college has been nonstop, and because it's been nonstop, it's been so fast. But with high school, it's like summer break. I never talked to my friends, and then when I saw them again, we just like kicked right back off, and I was like, great. Yeah. And then we stopped, and then we went again, and then it stopped, and I stopped talking to those people. And then went to a new high school, and then the same thing happened.
Yeah. Know?
I mean, there's only one person I still talk to from high school.
Really? Are you serious?
Just one. Only one person. See, and I've known her since my freshman year of high school, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still talk to a lot of people from high school. Like, not, like, an obscene amount of people. Like, I have a good, like, solid friend group. I'm like, oh, these girls are going to be like in my bridal party, like I know for a fact like they're my girls or whatever. But like, that's crazy, only one person.
Well, like, okay, so like my freshman and sophomore year, like I had good friends, but they were, when I was a sophomore, they were seniors, so they all graduated. And so I was like, okay,
gotcha.
But then I never talked to them again. I see them every once in a while, like one of them when movie theaters were open, he worked at the movie theater that I went to. I was like, oh hey, what's up Adam, whatever. And then my junior and senior year, I made a whole different friend group, and all of them went off the rails. Like one of them, she's in, she's just classic, annoying, like sorority girl, you know?
Gotcha. Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah. So like, even though she's like, she's one of those like Indian white girls, you know what I mean? Like she has,
I know what you're talking about.
On one aspect, she has like her culture that she does, but on the other aspect, she's totally westernized. I don't talk to her anymore because, you know, I tried reaching out, whatever. There's one other girl I talked to because we had math class together, and then she's just so weird. I'm sorry, she's not gonna listen to this, but I love her to death, but like I was like, you know, I'm trying to grow as a person, right?
Exactly.
Leave some of my high school weirdness behind me, which is great because I mean, I still have that weird aspect, but it's not all the time now.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends, he went to NC State for like half a semester, had a girlfriend, broke up with his girlfriend, confessed his love to his roommate, and then dropped out of school, got back together with his girlfriend. I think he broke up with her again. And then he started living in a van. And now, at the time, he was a he. Now, I believe she's a she. I don't know, so don't come after me. I'm just, from what I understand, I don't mean to be impolite or anything. And then she got arrested for vandalism, and one of her friends threw a stop sign at the cop car.
What the fuck?
So she,
oh my God.
She is not in a
sound mental state.
She's not where I'm at in life. So
that was a roller coaster, first of all. Let me just acknowledge that. That shit was up and down. I had no idea where that was turning. So
yeah, so I'll show you here. I'll show you before and after pictures of like what they were like. I'll just use plural pronouns. I don't mean to be inconsiderate if
they identify something.
I just haven't talked to them in a while.
Absolutely.
I saw something briefly, but like I don't really know for sure. So I don't want to, I just want to clarify that out there. I want to be completely respectful, but at the same time, I just don't know. Anyways, let me find a picture of them. No, she's not in the, oh, okay. That guy, right? Can you see it?
Yep.
And then let me, I'm going to Google him because his mugshot, because their mugshot is online.
Gotcha. But I mean, quick tangent. I mean, I'd like to amend my previous comment. Oh, wow. That is a stark difference. You go from clean cut to someone who looks like they've been indicted on several charges.
Because they have.
Oh, yeah.
It started out with they got arrested at Chapel Hill for punching a police officer.
Okay.
Yeah. So this article says that they are now a trans woman named Kat. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Anyways, I don't care. Yeah, so it was typical traffic control, and then an officer witnessed graffiti, and then people were protesting, and then they arrested her, and one officer deployed pepper spray in the direction of three people when they refused to comply the officer's verbal directions and retreat. One of the members of the larger group subsequently struck a police vehicle containing a person arrested with a flagpole. So it wasn't a stop sign, it was a flagpole.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw the video. I saw the video of it too.
I'm so sorry, but it's just absolutely insane to me how you can know somebody like, I mean, we're thinking about time here, like, 4, 5, 6 years in the past, and then seeing how insanely different some people are now is absolutely fucking insane. Like, things that we could have never predicted. Like,
I mean, I didn't predict it to this extent with this person. I predicted it to a little bit. I predicted that she was gonna, you know, like, start being more of an activist now, which all for her, but I didn't realize that she was gonna go so far as to be arrested twice.
Yeah, you know? Understandable. Yeah, 100%.
And drop out of school and live in a van. Because in high school, they had like perspectives. Like they thought they wanted to go places.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if they're gonna go places.
Yeah. See, the number of times that I've seen that is absolutely insane to me. Like, I know so many people that I was like, oh, in these AP classes or whatever, like, I was that kid. I was like, all right, I'm going to med school. Like, I get a high GPA. Like, I'm in AP classes. Like, I hang out with a certain, you know.
Yeah, you have a pack. Right.
Exactly. And the number of people that I have seen, like, completely flip 180 and, like, just be doing absolutely nothing now, like, it just makes me so freaking sad because they have so much potential. And I genuinely feel like everybody has so much potential. And some people just, like, give that up. And that's very sad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, there is one other person I keep in touch with, sort of, from high school. Whenever, like, I'm in town or she's in town, like we try to meet up every once in a while. So it's like an on and off friendship. Like we've met for coffee. We've like got ice cream together, all that stuff. But yeah. She's going on her own path and she's being very successful in the path that she's going on. So like, I do have some of my friends who are very successful. One of my friends, she graduated over winter break and she, once COVID stops, she's going to like start doing museum work and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But right now she's just nannying.
Yeah.
But like she has so much potential. She's going to go to grad school, all this stuff. And I see like, some of my friends with potential, but then I see other people who they just like threw it all away. And that's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't be one of those people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like that's such a motivating factor to like not end up like that, is to like actually like go through with your original intentions and like get somewhere. Like that's extremely motivating. But yeah, I know of like so many people that like got into Duke and all that. And like, you know, these, you know, top 10 institutions where I'm like, these people are the smartest people I've ever fucking met. Like, I'm sorry for name dropping, but this man, Andrew Gagliano, the smartest person I've ever met in my entire life, the most humble person I've ever met in my entire life. Literally, I guarantee you that man will be on a ballot one day because he is that genuine, whatever. Like, these incredible people, you know, people that are going to Duke. My friend Jose, computer science, absolutely fucking insane. He's in New York City right now. Like, it's just absolutely insane the potential that some people have and how much people can change from, like, your, you know, small hometown perception of them to, like, what they can actually achieve. Right. And I don't know. I mean, I told you that I went back to New York or whatever over the summer. Of course, we were 100% safe, quarantined, like, made sure that we were of no...
Yeah, of course.
Whatever. And, you know, side note, it was to see a person who was not doing well. So before and I ended up, you know, reconnecting with a few of my high school friends and people that I grew up with. And, you know, people that were, you know, really sweet, whatever, like, you know, I was childhood friends with, I played with them, whatever, like, all the time, sleepovers, all that shit. And it was so weird to go back and see how incredibly stagnant some people are. Aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you in college? Why aren't you pursuing like higher level degree or whatever, something like that? Like, it was just like, it pissed me off. It genuinely pissed me off. And I was like, why aren't you guys doing anything? Like, it's just insane how some people, I mean, regardless, if you want to do whatever, that's your prerogative. You do whatever the fuck you want. But like, couldn't be me, sis. Just absolutely could not be me.
No, yeah. It's just, it's crazy how much people go down their own path.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much people change in such a short period of time, because we're such in a formative time period in our lives right now.
Exactly. Being,
like, one of my friends, I mean, Alexis, she's married. Her husband has a stable job. She's finishing up her teaching degree. She's going to be teaching within the next 2-3 years. Like, mm-hmm. She's got her life together. And then you see like me, I'm getting my life together. My sister, she's practically got her life together. It's crazy how like how fast we're becoming adults.
It's scary. It's so fucking terrifying.
I mean, honestly, I'm over here just clowning around, but like, you're looking in the job market right now.
Yeah. It's absolutely fucking insane to me. It's absolutely insane. And I completely am in like a juvenile state of mind, if that makes sense. I'm like, I mentally feel like I'm 17. And the fact that I would like look back, I was like, I remember like very, very clearly looking back and I was like 10 years old and be like, oh my God, when I'm 18, I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to be 20. Like, I'll like know everything and everything, whatever, under the sun.
Right.
Completely fucking false. I'm 21 years of age, almost 22. And I don't know my freaking head from my ass. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's insane.
Even when I was in high school, I thought at this point in my life, I'd be like, oh, I'll be living on my own. I'll be doing this.
Yeah.
And no.
Yep.
And it's also crazy how my personal plans have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also like, wow. Just looking back to like, I mean, even when I was in elementary school, I said, I want to be a doctor. And I'm like, dentist. I mean, it's same thing, but like still seeing like what how I was back then. And like when I lived in Texas and everything, man, I wouldn't even, if I looked at myself now, I wouldn't even recognize myself.
Yep. Insane. But I mean, like, looking back, this is like a deep question. Like, do you think that you made like your 8-year-old self proud, like where you are right now?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I feel like, no. I mean, that's an honest question. I feel like there are things that I wanted to do that I am not doing right now.
Mm.
And there are things that I wanted to do that I am doing right now.
Yeah.
So like, honestly, when I was 8 years old, I was still living in Texas and I just moved to Texas too. So I didn't even know if I was gonna, you know, leave Texas.
Yeah.
So like that, I mean, I have a so like then I, that's how my plans have changed. I've lived in 3 different states in my life. So like each one brings its own different goals or whatever. But I think, because, you know, at 8 years old, you're bright-eyed, you sign the DARE pledge. I'll never drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll never do drugs. And now I'm looking at myself like, man. You know?
What a time.
I let the DARE lion down so many times. What about you? If you could go back to your 8-year-old self, your elementary school self, and you're like, "Hi, I'm Lauren. This is what I'm doing with my life." What would your little self think of you?
See, my 8-year-old self, well, I should say my 10-year-old self. I literally was looking back through my elementary school, what is it called, yearbook.
Yeah.
And we had like little quotes or whatever of what we wanted to do and like where we saw ourselves. And my 10-year-old self wanted to go to Harvard Law.
Oh my God.
So I'm not kidding. So, I mean, like, we're still in the same general vicinity. Like, little Lauren always wanted to have like really big aspirations. Like, I knew that's what I wanted to do. So, I definitely think that I would make myself proud, but I feel like every single step that I've taken to achieve that, like perceived like status or anything like that, like I felt like the imposter syndrome that comes along with it of like,
oh yeah, totally.
It's absolutely overwhelming. I feel like that anyone who's like pre-professional or anything like that, especially like that is so incredibly like, different. I don't know, just like prominent.
Right. I hate on Disney Channel. Did me so dirty. They made it seem like it was so easy to get into the Ivy Leagues, UCLA, yeah. All this different stuff. They're like, oh, I'm going to Harvard, or oh, I'm going to this. And they're like, oh, state schools. But it's like, no, state schools are difficult to get into.
They are difficult.
And then you can see like these people on Disney Channel, or even the movie Booksmart. Not a good, I didn't enjoy that movie. But all these people are like, oh, we're going to these Ivy League schools. We're going to these schools. And I'm like, no, half the school would be going to like, if it was in North Carolina, a lot of like 25 would be going to ECU, 25 would be going to UNCW, 25 UNCC, the rest would be going to Chapel Hill, NC State. Oh, part of those 25, part of that 75 would be an App State.
Mm-hmm.
And like only 1 or 2% would be going to like Yale, Harvard, UCLA, UC Berkeley or whatever.
Exactly. I think 2 people from my graduating class of like 600 went to Duke. 2.
Yeah. No, yeah. So 1 or 2 of mine did. Let's see. Well, I only had a graduating class of like around 100.
Okay. So a little bit smaller. Yeah.
Well, a lot of them got their associate's degree. So a lot of them like me, I got my associate's degree. A lot of them like transferred to state schools, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
So like that's why like you didn't see too many people going to like Duke or whatever. A good bit went to USC, University of South Carolina, because they accepted North Carolina credits, which is nice. And a lot of people in my area of North Carolina, they get in state at USC because Charlotte is right. It's like only an hour away from Columbia.
Really? So that's close. Nice.
It's so close to Columbia. So like a lot of people like, they go and they're able to get that in-state tuition because they're practically there. I mean, like part of Charlotte metro area is in South Carolina. So like, you know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's like I drive to South Carolina to get gas all the time because it's like 10 cents cheaper. And my grandparents live in like South Carolina, but like Charlotte, South Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. But I mean, God, just like looking back in general, it's just absolutely insane. Like, I don't know, like even just looking back, like, oh, perfect question. Like even looking back onto freshman year, completely different person. Like I'm a completely different person.
Right.
Like absolutely fucking insane. Like I transferred my first semester to state.
Right.
From ECU. Mm-hmm. With all due respect, I'm so sorry. I fucking hated ECU. I hated it. Like just full discretion, I absolutely hated ECU. Like it was not the institution for me. Like I very much feel at home here at state.
Yeah, it wasn't what you wanted. I understand.
Just didn't fit it. Not about like prestige or anything. It was purely just the culture.
Right. The students there.
Students. Absolutely. Yeah. Like by college. I'm my stupid ass. I look back and I just cringe at the photos that I took freshman year. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I cannot believe that was me. Like the kid, like freaking kid walking around with like lanyards and shit. Like, did you do that freshman year? Like,
no, I had the lanyard drooping out of my pocket.
Oh, so you were one of the around the neck kids. Yeah, I was around the neck.
I always put it in my pocket and I had the lanyard drooping out of my pocket. I still do that, by the way.
Everybody probably thinks we're a freshman, Constantine.
No, because it's different. Because it's in my, now it's all the way in my pocket, but it's just easier to like grab and like hold.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense.
It doesn't droop out of my pocket anymore. It stays firmly in the pocket.
See, I just did so much shit freshman year that I absolutely just, like,
I mean, you go and then you tell me about how I'm different from my freshman year, because I want to hear you explain how I'm different.
Oh my God. Okay. Because I did know Constantine for freshman year. Holy shit, I can't talk. Freshman year, Constantine, I didn't know you. So, I mean, coming from high school, do you like remember like everybody be dressed up and everything, like looking like in the nines or whatever the expression is, like they look great.
Right.
Come to fucking college, bitches are wearing onesies and shit. I literally would go to class like with full glam makeup on and shit like that. Like I'm talking lashes. I'm talking Jeffree Star liquid lipstick. I'm talking full foundation and a fucking eye look blended with a cut crease. Like absolutely insane freshman year. And I was like, dude, literally bitches will be lucky if they see me like wearing mascara to class. And they're lucky if they get that. I'm wearing freaking like extra large hoodies and freaking leggings. And that's my uniform at this point. Like we don't go to a fucking private institution, but that's a fucking uniform at that point. Look around, it's leggings, sweatshirts, and
Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks. Perfect. Yeah. Exactly. That's the only thing you will catch me in. That's it. I mean, I just miss so much shit from freshman year. Just the overall simplicity, the having nothing to do, the easy ass classes. Yeah. Could not be us this semester. Could absolutely not be us.
Tell me about me my freshman. What were your impressions of me my freshman year? Besides, I was fun and a good dancer. We got that out of the way.
See, that's like such a huge thing too. Because I'm like, oh my God, like I met this kid at a damn club or like an event, if you will, a shindig, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
A party, exactly. And obviously fun as fuck. Could dance the night away. I felt like fucking Cinderella at the ball that night. I swear to God, I felt so special. I said, wow.
I still dance that much. And I did some cringy dancing my freshman year. Oh my God. I have a story. I was, I was at like an alumni ball thing and everyone had a date, but I didn't have a date. And, oh, it was so bad. So I was like third wheeling with my friend and his girlfriend at the time. And I was like, oh, you know, like, hey, you know, it's a threesome right here. I was made so many threesome jokes, you know, like up top Billy, you know, like, I took my tie and I wrapped and I tied it on my head. I just acted like a total chode. It was so fun. I wouldn't change it for the world. I would still do that now, though.
You would still do that now. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I wouldn't be alone because I would make other people do it with me.
I do that shit with you.
Exactly. Now I know people to bring to events to do that stuff with me. At first, I was just alone and everyone would stare, but now I know people who would act like a goofball with me.
Yeah, shit. I better be on the fucking list. I'm just saying.
You're number one.
Thank fucking God. I swear to God.
I don't know who's number two yet, but I know you're number one.
I said, I swear to God, I think I'm a ride or die. I'm not really sure, but I feel like I am.
On like the girl list, you're definitely number one.
Holy shit, that's an honor. Thank you, Constantine. I feel like I was just presented the Presidential Medal of Honor.
There's a video of me that someone took at our first mixer together. You know the first...
They took it of us?
No, it's just me dancing. It's just you. And you're standing there, you're like, oh my God, this kid's dancing like this. Like, yes, live it, love it. And I'm over there dancing like a fool. And I see him because he's like a good friend of mine. And he's sitting there and he's recording me from like the balcony where the food was. And I see him and I start like dancing even more. And do you remember that? It was the first.
At Semi.
Yeah, when I had that beer and we were walking in the, and I threw it at the Christmas tree or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my fucking God. I literally was mortified. I was mortified, Constantine. I'm dead stone cold fucking sober. And this kid's fucking pulling out beer cans from his like sport coat. And he's like, oh, do you think I could take this into the venue? Like a 19-year-old kid.
I had to hide it on the bus. And on the bus ride home, I just crashed. And you were sitting there all nice and quiet. And I was like still dancing a little bit, but I was like crashing. I was like, okay.
I knew you were crashing. I knew you were. I looked at him like this kid's about had it. I said he will never talk to me.
Stone cold sober, just looking at me like I was like, oh, this girl's probably judging me so hard right now. But
no, I valued you so much for like trying to like keep up the energy. But I'm like, I knew we were tired. Like I took my shoes off in the parking lot, and I was like, dude. No. The scars on my feet from that night were absolutely fucking insane.
You remember last year when we had just gone off the bus? It was last year.
Was it semi or formal?
Semi, most likely. And semi. There's a kid throwing up at the tree at the house next door to yours. And there's his drunk girlfriend like yelling at people, turn off your phones, put your phones
on. Yes.
Psycho.
Yes. They got out of the cab or whatever. They weren't even a fucking Uber. They got out of a fucking cab.
Right, yeah. And he's just like throwing up by a tree. And then his girlfriend's like, stop taking videos of him. He's just throwing up. Like, leave it. It's not funny. And we're like, no, honey. They're not recording him throwing up. They're recording you acting like a psycho bitch.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny. I remember it was me and you and like, I think it was Kira. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
And we were just sitting there watching it happen. Maybe it was formal. I don't remember. But we were sitting there watching this person like
throw. It was formal. It was formal.
So funny. I laughed my ass off. We were sitting there, you're like, Constantine, don't look, don't look. I'm like, no, I'm staring, bitch. I'm staring.
It is absolutely insane how fucking off the rocker some people get at events. Like, it is my favorite time of the year. Fuck Christmas, fuck the holidays. I want to be at formal season. That is the best time of the year.
Yeah. Even at the last party I went to last semester, we went to that thing. This girl came out to me, like, oh my God, you're so funny. I met you at this thing. I was like, I've never seen this girl in my life. Okay. And the next thing I know, she's outside throwing up over the balcony. I'm like, oh, I miss this. I miss this. That's what I miss.
The sheer number of people that know you from me and the number of times that you have shown up to events is insane. Like, the entire fucking chapter knows you.
That's good. I don't know half of them. I don't know
half. Yeah, I know you don't. You're a fucking celebrity.
That's good.
Everybody knows you, but you don't know them.
That's good. I like that.
You like that.
It keeps me like, you know, relevant, because I feel really irrelevant a lot of times.
Me.
Because I see people and they have like they just know, they have a huge network of people that they know, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I was a transfer student too, so I didn't go to all like the freshman activities or whatever.
Yeah.
And they know that huge network from that, and I don't. And then, so it's good that people know me from that. That's good. Exactly. I did leave my mark on campus.
See, you know, I'm like, I feel like I got like my select group out of Greek life in general. Like, right. And these are my ride or die bitches. Like I oh, like you, like Faith Cat, like other Cat, like Claire, like everybody, right. Everybody yeah. In that whole group. Like I have a shitload of people that I met through Greek life. And if it wasn't for Greek life, then I had literally zero friends. But like the number of people that some people know, like from other like organizations and whatnot is absolutely insane. Like I'm lucky if I know one person at a fraternity, like I'm lucky. And like, I know the most people in your organization, and that's it. Like, that's all I know.
Like, no, I know the most people in your organization, and then, like, I just know other people's girlfriends, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then when they break up with that girl, like, I don't see her ever again. I don't ask about her. I might talk to her every once in a while. Because this one girl, he and her were dating at the time, and then so we had Orgo together, so we're sitting in Orgo together, and I would, like tutor her in order to help me learn Orgo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually upset because she cheated and she did better than me because she cheated. Oh, and I hated that. I was so upset. Yeah. Anyways. And then, but they broke up in the middle when we were taking class together. I was like, oh, well, like I need her to like make me do better because I'm teaching her the stuff. So that was very awkward for me.
See,
But like, you know what? I still have her location on Find My Friends for some reason.
Wow. That's real. Like I only give like specific people my location, and you've got to be on a list of privilege to have that shit.
Yeah, I have you. You're in Gardner, North Carolina right now. 130. Don't
fucking tell anybody. Holy shit. They're going to like fucking triangulate my position. And next thing I know, like those people that get like from like Twitch streams and shit where the fucking police show up at their house.
Oh yeah. No. I see this one girl. She's at San Francisco International Airport. I see you. You're the next farthest person away at 130 miles. The next person, is 126, the next one's 111, 105, 32, 30, 1 mile away, and then like my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, who are all in the same house as me. So I should probably get my grandma to send me her location so I can keep track of her.
See, all my friends are far away. That's the one thing that sucks about college friends, and just like, I don't know, like I feel like the best people are the farthest away. Like, oh, yeah. All my friends are, like, 2-3 hours away.
I'm 130 miles away.
Yeah, like, literally, Kat, she's at the beach. Faith, she's in, you know, the West. Greensboro?
Oh, that's not too far.
That's not too far. I know that's by Charlotte, so.
No, it's, like, an hour away from me and, like, 2 hours from Raleigh.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not terrible, but, I mean, like, at the same time, it's, like, damn, like, all my girls are.
I'm thinking of Winston. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm thinking of Winston. Winston, like, anyways, yeah, it's like an hour-ish away from me. Okay. I go to the beach every once in a while. I've only seen Kat once at the beach, though.
Yeah, that the one time that we were all hanging out.
Walmart parking lot.
And we went to fucking Walmart.
You know, it's those small town things, you know, you just hang out in parking lot. Small town
things. Exactly. I like feel like I'm living out my white trash fantasy by my primary form of entertainment being going to Walmart.
I was at Walmart today. I bought some Legos. It was great.
What?
I bought like, the Lego minifigures.
You bought the Lego minis, dude.
Yeah, but I didn't get the ones I wanted. I was actually very upset at the ones I got. I was very upset. It's fine. It's cool. It's whatever.
I go to Walmart and buy like fucking blankets and shit, or like oranges or neck.
I did buy notebooks for school. So, like, that's why I was there.
This motherfucker goes to Walmart and buys Legos.
Shut up. At least I didn't buy a puzzle. I was this close to buying a puzzle.
See, that's like that's acceptable. I would buy a puzzle, even though it's been a while. And the only ones that I could bring myself to buy are like the dollar store ones, because I put two pieces together. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking done. It's it. Like,
really? I frame my puzzles.
You frame them?
Yeah. Have I not showed you my puzzles I've done since?
No.
I've done like, no, how many puzzles? I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I did 6 puzzles over winter break.
This is like the weirdest thing to me, because I feel like when people talk about like their hobbies on the side, I feel like I'm the stupidest, this doesn't even work, the most stupid, least academic person in general. I don't read. I don't do anything that would otherwise enrich myself, such as doing puzzles or, you know, anything that would add.
Are you kidding? I am the lamest person with my hobbies. My hobbies are reading, watching TV, and puzzles. That's it. That's so lame, Lauren.
I'm trying to, Constantine, you're honestly better off than I am, because I'm trying to think of one fucking thing that you said on that list that I will do, like, in addition. I don't even read. I don't do any puzzles. My main source of fucking entertainment is going on YouTube and watching fucking Trisha Paytas.
Okay. Since you mentioned her, can you please explain the whole thing with Jeffree Star that's going on right now?
I'm like very confused, and I kind of like did my own research, so this may be completely off, but I'm pretty sure that obviously like Trish, Shane, and Jeffrey like all like kind of like knew each other, like they were friends and whatnot, but right. Trish and Shane like went back like way back, like when they both started YouTube, like
right.
when they were very new to the scene or whatever, and like they've had like a friendship for a very, very long time, and right. like Shane got canceled for doing whatever, and you know, Shane and Jeffrey, both of them, for like their stuff being brought up, they got canceled. Like Trish was like, oh my god, like I love Shane, like he's awesome.
She backs Shane. She still backs Shane.
Exactly. She backs Shane regardless.
Because, I mean, I don't know anything about him, but from what she says, he seems like a generally nice person.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's done some crazy shit, so I'm not sure if I can support him.
From how she and other people who, like, I've heard
about him.
That know him personally have been like, oh, he's been nothing but sweet. So I don't know anything yeah. about any of his drama or anything.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, okay, at least like he might have done some effed up stuff, but he still seems like a generally nice person, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what he's done at all, so you can't ask me anything about that.
Yeah. See, I don't know the full scale of what Shane did. I just know he's canceled and that he was a predator at some point. So that's not cool. But apparently Jeffrey hangs out or like knows somebody who would talk mad shit about Trisha or something like that. And obviously like Shane and Jeffrey are like this because of money and the brand deal they did with like the conspiracy palette and like makeup or whatever, and like the merch or whatever. And both Jeffrey and Shane never did anything to like stop the situation. So like, this person would just keep talking shit and talking shit and talking shit, and it really hurt Trisha's feelings, and Shane just unfollowed her on everything.
No, okay, so what I've gathered is, so this one person who's like a spokesperson, who does like Jeffree Star's hair or whatever.
Yeah, the hair person.
Yeah, he made like death threats to Trisha on Instagram Live.
Yeah, this is right.
Because like, he like drove by her house a couple times or whatever, so she's increased security. And then because like he's a spokesperson for Jeffree Star and that he's good friends with Jeffree Star and he's like with Jeffree Star all the time, and Jeffree Star not doing anything and like not even saying I don't support this, whatever, but she's saying, because I saw her say it on Twitter and I watched all her TikToks on it, how like Jeffree Star, this person speaks on Jeffree Star's behalf in the past, so why isn't Jeffree Star doing anything to like stop him from doing this? And then she said on Twitter that she blocked she blocked Shane and Ryland on Twitter for her own peace of mind because they're still friends and she doesn't want to get in between their friendship and I guess their money moves.
Yeah.
So like that's what I've gathered, but I don't know if you had any other insight that I'm just completely missing.
Yeah,
don't
but then
any of those people.
But then Shane unfollowed Trish.
No, Trish blocked him.
No, but then Shane.
He didn't unfollow. She blocked him, so that's why he doesn't follow her anymore. That's what she tweeted.
Okay, maybe I. Okay, never mind. Don't listen to me if that's the case. I thought that Shane like unfollowed or like blocked Trisha.
No, it was the other way around, I think. Yeah, this is what I'm pulling up a tweet right now. She said, Shane and Ryland didn't unfollow me just to set the record straight. I blocked them. There's no malice behind it. I did it for my own peace. It's not drama. It's very personal, and I want to move on. So speculation can stop as to why they unfollowed me. They didn't. That's it.
Okay.
I don't know, well, though.
Yeah, obviously, though, I know that Trish is a problematic queen, but she's a queen nonetheless, and I will back that girl.
I think she's getting better, though, right?
Yeah, she's definitely getting better, I think.
She's growing up. She's growing up, that's for sure.
Well, she's engaged now to Ethan's, or like Ela's brother.
Yeah.
So, I think she's at a better place now, so... I'm glad that she's getting rid of these toxic ass people. I mean, Jeffree Star is an absolute fucking asshole, with all due respect. So, I mean, the amount of people that have negative things to say about him is astronomical. So, I mean.
No, yeah, I've definitely heard that from what I see. But.
I mean, but it's just the tea, though.
I don't know. Is Shane even still on Twitter?
I have no idea. I feel like he may have deactivated his account or something like that.
No, he just hasn't posted since June.
Oh, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like he may have done, I don't know, deactivated on Instagram or something like that, but I could be completely wrong. Either way, regardless, it's a really fucked up situation.
Yeah. Again, I don't know anything, so.
The question is, like, would you want Shane to come back to YouTube, or would you not want him to?
I mean, from what I understand, and again, I don't understand a lot, but from what I understand, what he said, what he did or whatever, was like from, like, 15 years ago. So, like, why should that matter now?
Yeah, I from what I heard, it was a while ago. But I know it was bad. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think anyone should just be. I don't know. I don't really care.
See, cancel culture is absolutely fucking insane to me. With like being like Tati being canceled, James Charles being canceled, like all these like big hitters on YouTube being canceled, and I'm like, what the fuck?
James Charles once was canceled for a little bit, but then he started, according to Trisha Paytas, leeching on the D'Amelios.
Yeah.
And then he's uncanceled.
Yeah, I feel like him, he was like preying on like guys or something like that, from what I know. I couldn't tell you why he's uncanceled now, but I mean, I don't think he's necessarily looked upon favorably, but.
What about the whole thing with Jeffree Star and Kanye West?
Oh, you know what?
You know this, don't you? I know, but like, damn, like that girl who made up that lie did Kanye dirty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the divorce wasn't necessarily like super widespread news, but it blew it up.
Well, apparently, like, that's just a lawyer they have on retainer. I don't necessarily know if they're getting a divorce, right?
From what I heard, I thought they were.
Because they haven't said anything.
They haven't? I thought Kim said something.
I don't know if she said anything.
God, we really need to research this shit before we talk about this because we don't know.
Because, like, from what I understand, no, she hasn't. It's only been people who are close to the Kardashians or whatever who's officially said anything. I don't think it's the Kardashians who's actually said anything. I understand that they are living separately, but, like, sorry, that doesn't necessarily mean divorce, you know?
I mean, yeah, that's true. Until, like, there are actually, like,
until divorce filed
court documents.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Because that girl who, like, who posted a whole thing about, like, Kanye and Jeffrey, like, she got a cease and desist. And then one guy who said it, oh, that he, the guy who, like, oh, I hooked up with whatever, he just, they're just doing it for clout. This is the same girl who licked the toilet seat at the beginning of COVID.
Yep.
And the same girl on Dr. Phil, like, she needs to just go away. So I, you know.
I mean, I don't feel bad for celebrities, like, in general, because, I mean, to a certain extent that they, you know, they signed up for being in, like, the limelight. But, like, that's just unfair. Like, fucking around with, like, people's marriages, like, that's something that you just don't touch, I feel like.
I think.
So, I mean.
I think anything that they put out themselves, that should be able to be, like,
criticized or scrutinized
or whatever. But if it's something that's like, oh, I heard from someone else, or oh, like
leaking information in general,
right, I don't think that is necessarily appropriate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it is Kim Kardashian and everything, but, like, kids are involved and stuff like that. And I mean, like, can you imagine, like, if those allegations were brought up against, like, your father or something like that? Like, that's absolutely insane to me. Like, I mean, I don't think I'd be able to, like.
No. If something, like, you know, like, if something about, like, my family or my, you know, like, anything like that, even if I was famous, like, I wouldn't, like, honestly, like, I wouldn't, like, want all that stuff out there.
Yeah, no, 100%.
There's, I mean, people leaking things that you try to separate from the limelight should be separate, I think. But if you merge those boundaries together, right, and you say I want everything open, then you have that right. But, like, if someone's like, I don't want people seeing this side of me, I think people should respect that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I completely agree with you. I don't know. Just the fact that Kanye is, like, physically, like, in a different state than Kim, like, they're obviously trying to, like, suppress. I wasn't not necessarily suppress, but, like, draw attention away from the whole situation. Like, they obviously want it to be very private. So that girl doing that, I hope to fucking God she gets fucking destroyed by Kris Jenner. I hope she literally has every sense taken away from her, because that was so fucking stupid of her.
No.
Absolutely.
That's so mean. That's just mean. It's not like, that's not even like trolling anymore. That's just bullying.
Yeah. That's what is it called when you, not defamation of character, but it's like something to that extent where, like, libel, is that
it is. Okay. Kris filed a cease and desist, but I don't think she's actually going to sue for defamation, because anything that comes out with defamation, like, is public record. So I don't think they want anything going out to the public right now.
Yeah, that would be smart, honestly. Damn, it's crazy. I swear to God, I need, like, a law degree just to understand all the drama and everything going on, because I feel like everybody gets sued so fucking often.
Well, I mean, that's how we, like, the thing with defamation suits, that's how we know that, like, Johnny Depp's ex-wife, what's her name?
I don't even know. The one that abused him?
Yeah, the one that, like, that's how we know that she pooped in his pillow. Like, because of a defamation suit that Johnny Depp filed against her. all that came out into the public. So like Amber Reed, that's her name. Like that's how we know that came out to the public, and that's how we know all this stuff about that, because they filed a defamation suit. I saw this lawyer on TikTok explain it.
Oh my God.
So like, which I mean, it makes sense. I mean, that's how we know like all the toxic stuff from like Johnny Depp's relationship with Amber Heard.
Poor sweet Johnny Depp, I swear. He seems like the nicest guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Johnny Depp, I don't know. I don't know, he's man.
He's a cool guy. People love him. Amazing actor, obviously. Some of my favorites. Pirates of the Caribbean. Come on now. How can you forget?
Yeah.
You were intently on your phone.
Sorry. Someone texted me and I got really confused. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, come on.
Absolute classics. So anyone that comes and tries to take down Johnny, that's a fucking personal threat, bitch. I don't know what the process is at, or where the process is at with their divorce and whatnot, but.
But their whole divorce is why he got kicked off the Harry Potter movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? Dude. Oh.
At least that's what I thought I heard or something. I don't know. It's crazy stuff, man.
Crazy stuff. Absolutely fucking insane. But you know what? Taking it back into reality now in our small little life that is North Carolina and college and everything.
Yeah.
things to look forward to.
I love the state of North Carolina.
Love the state of North Carolina.
It's not Florida, but it's North Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wish I lived in Florida sometimes.
Oh, could not be me.
I think certain areas of Florida.
Certain areas would, yeah, that'd be fine. But like where there's like alligators and shit. No, thank you.
Have you never seen an alligator before?
No, and I'd like to keep it that way. Thank you very much.
You went to the Wilmington Aquarium, didn't you?
Oh wait, I did see an alligator. You're right.
Yeah. I did see one in the wild.
In the wild, and I like to do that. My name is not Steve Irwin; it's Lauren. So I do not want to see an alligator.
Steve Irwin's crocodile, isn't he?
You're right. Never mind. Please ignore me. I don't know what the difference is. I know there's probably some people out there in zoology that can educate me, but you know what? Not my field of expertise.
It's like the difference between like, I don't know, they're different genuses of the same species. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like a crocodile, like there's different ways you can tell like with how their bite is.
Why the fuck are we talking about crocodiles right now? The most random shit.
Yeah. So they have like different snout shapes, and they have different like jaws and stuff, and they're like exposed teeth and stuff like that. So they're like different species, but I'm pretty sure they're in the same, like they're the same. I think they're just different genuses and the same species.
Okay.
Right? Because like an alligator is an, like their scientific name is, well, an American alligator is an alligator Mississippinus. That's their scientific name.
The emphasis that you put on the last part of that freaking word was unnecessary, to say the least.
And then the scientific name for the American crocodile is the Crocodilus actus. A Okay, so a crocodile is Amelia cordata reptilia, crocodilia, crocodilia, crocodilius a actus. That's the American one. And then an American alligator. They are cordata reptilia, crocodilia, so they're in the same order but different families. If you remember, like, your basic biology, like kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species,
mm-hmm.
you're in the same order but in different families.
Gotcha. Okay. Things to know, things to learn. Thank you for educating me. That was my one thing I learned today. Thank you. I accomplished something today, if nothing else. I learned the difference between an American alligator and a crocodile.
An American crocodile.
Fucking God damn it.
Okay, so they split their last common ancestor.
Oh my God. Are you looking at the...
So it doesn't say their last common ancestor, but it was pretty far back. Not far back. But...
This man is looking at a damn phylogenetic tree right now.
I am. I'm looking at the crocodilian family tree.
Oh my God.
So they don't know their last common ancestor. Maybe the crocodile probably was their last common ancestor. So the crocodilii. So the crocodilii became the crocodilia nilotikus, right? And then farther up the tree was the alligator tordia. And that's extinct. And then came the Dionysius, which is a giant coracious crocodilian. And then up was the Camion crocodilius, which is a speckled camion. And then the alligator Mississippinus.
You said it again. Constantine, I feel like you're freaking like freshman in high school giving me a biology presentation right now. I have no idea what the fuck.
I don't know how to say penis. Like Mississippinus? It's Mississippinus. That's how you say it, Mississippinus. How would you say it, Lauren? I'll spell it out for you. MISSISSIPPIE.
All right, Mississippi, bitch. I know how to spell that one.
So it's like Mississippi. Enos. Wait, okay. Is it? I'm a Google how to pronounce it.
Oh my God, Jesus. Are you going to put this shit in Google Translate? What are you going to do?
I'm a pronounce.
We are doing Greek. We are doing English. We're doing freaking phylogenetic trees. We're doing genetics here in biology, evolutionary biology.
Let's see. Okay.
I'm talking about Trish Paytas, the diversity, the range of us is insane.
Mississippiensis.
Mississippiensis. I'm sorry. I said penis. I shouldn't have said penis. I
Science. Two STEM majors.
Scientific names for certain things are so funny.
They don't make any sense. They do make sense, obviously. Shit, don't fucking come for me, Jesus. They're stupid.
I'm gonna give you. Okay, I just found some. I just found a list. So this one is the Ahaha, and it's an Australian wasp.
Okay.
Ahumbuggy, that's a bug in Fiji.
Wow.
And it's named after Ebenezer Scrooge because it's a Chimera lens. It was previously known as Mona lens. Okay, what else? Okay, let's see. The Turdus maximus.
How the fuck did we talk about this?
This is funny.
So off topic.
So Turdus Maximus, so this thrush family of birds never really had a chance when it came to their names. For starters, thrush is a common name for yeast infection in genitals. But long before the English language played a dirty trick on the thrushes, the Romans labeled them with another. The Latin speaker of thrush is called Turdus. So their name is literally Turdus. So that's the thrush birds. Oh my gosh. The Scapia Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yes, it's the Scapia Beyonce.
I love Beyonce.
So they when researchers discovered a werefly discovered in 1981, they took note of the most notable feature and worked out the perfect name. The fly has a glorious set of golden hairs at its rear end. You could say it's bootylicious. Taking the sign, researchers named the fly after Beyonce, who shares the birth year of the discovery of the fly.
Wow.
That's funny.
Dude, can you imagine like being that famous to be honored with a fucking bug? That's next level. Fucking Emmy. I want to be named after a bug, dude.
Oh my gosh. This one's spermidine. It's not an animal name, but it's the chemical. Spermidine. It's a polyamine group of chemicals that have strong odors. Spermidine. Nice. Aerosol. Okay, that's not funny. Oh, penguinone. Oh, it's a 3,4,4,5 tetramethyl cyclohexa 2,5-dien-1-one. So,
like hydroquinone?
It's a 3,4,4,5 tetramethyl cyclohexa 2,5-dien-1-one.
Baby, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. It's 11:30 at the night time, and I cannot do this mentally right now. I cannot do it. I'm sorry.
So it's a hexagon with the two bars on the side.
I know damn well what that shit means, Constantine.
No, I know, but I'm trying to explain it to the readers. Okay, so it's with the two bars on the side, and it has like little arms going out, and then on the bottom it has like two legs that are like crossed. And then up at the top, it's a double bond to an oxygen. It's actually a very pretty element. I mean, not element. What is it
called? Compound?
Compound, yeah. I'm going to draw it down because I think it's pretty looking.
I'm just going to, you know, get it tatted, something crazy. I don't know. I really like it.
Should I get it tattooed on me? Here, this is what it looks like.
That is kind of nice.
Yeah, so like
a little person.
So the reason why it's named penguinone is because it looks like a penguin.
Aw. Wow.
It's the SHH gene, which is also called the Sonic the Hedgehog protein. There's moronic acid. That's funny.
Moronic acid. It comes
from the mora tree, so it's a moronic acid. Oh, and it's actually a powerful agent against HIV and herpes.
Wow.
Let's see. This was a Tuwangosaurus. Tuwangosaurus. Oh my gosh, it's pronounced Tuwangosaurus. Tuwangosaurus. Oh, isn't that funny? Tuwangosaurus? Tuwang, like penis? Some people pronounce... So, in England, it's pronounced... In the Natural History Museum in London, they pronounce it Tuwangosaurus, but many people change it to Tuyangosaurus.
Okay.
Oh my god. This mineral is called Coming Tonight. Did you hear me? Coming Tonight.
I heard you.
The mineral.
So, I heard you.
So yada yada yada. So The Named was after named after Paul Monroe. So his name, so that's Paul Morite, but this one, so it was discovered in Cummington, Massachusetts. So why it's called Coming Tonight, because it's from Cummington, Massachusetts. Isn't that funny?
Hilarious.
I don't think you find it funny.
A real knee slapper. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know what? On that note, we're going to end the podcast.
I'm sorry, Constantine.
No, it's fine. thanks, everyone, if you've actually listened this far. It was pretty funny. Coming tonight.
I got more entertainment out of you freaking trying to pronounce the genus of the species.
Mississippi-ness? Wait, crap, how is it pronounced?
I forgot. Two biology majors and we can't even fucking...
I haven't taken like a zoology class since my senior year of high school. It's been 4 years.
It's been freshman year of high school. It's been eight years.
Oh.
All right, so nobody could come for me on this one. I swear to God.
I haven't taken an animal class since my senior year of high school. That was
wow. That's a long time ago.
It was.
But I mean, anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Range. That was us.
Catch us next week.
Catch us next
week. Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, thank you.